Thaddeus Helonia lives and works on Jollycure Road, which runs from Highway 16 over to Carter Cross Road, where it turns into the High Marsh Road as it heads into Sackville. Though a small portion of Jollycure Road is paved, it turns to a dirt road shortly after it crosses Parson Road and continues that way for about 4 kilometers. Helonia's home and business are on the dirt portion, and like many residents of dirt roads in rural Tanchamar, this spring the road has been a mess. So much so that last week, Helonia got a note in his mailbox to let him know he wouldn't be getting any mail for a while.
Canada Post came down the road last week, and the guy was delivering this handwritten note saying that I won't be coming here if the road's in bad condition, so don't expect your mail regularly.
Though one of his neighbors has been complaining about the road previously, prompting MLA Megan Mitten to bring up the matter in the New Brunswick legislature this week, Helonia says he thinks the fact that Canada Post stopped delivering finally inspired some action.
When we started making a lot of noise to as many people as we could about Canada Post not coming down the road, I think that hit a bit of a nerve with somebody.
The next day, Helonia says, a provincial pickup drove by and then a grader came to make a couple of passes on the road. Now, he says you might not even notice there was ever a problem, though he doesn't expect the solution to last long.
Well, the grading is kind of a Band-Aid solution that happens 3 or 4 times a year. So right now, if you were to drive on it, you think, oh, this is a great road. What are people complaining about? But as soon as it'll rain, probably this weekend, and it'll start loosening up the wet spots again. And so then you end up with these mucky, rutted places where you can barely drive. Well, driving a car is a nightmare, and driving a truck, you can put it in four-wheel drive and get through.
Helonia says there's about 40% of the year where he can't ask clients to come to his studio because it's not passable in either direction. Though he lives and works on the road, he feels for others who live there and head out to work elsewhere. While rural dirt roads are prone to muddiness and ruts, Helonia says he can't recall it being quite this bad before.
It was the worst that I can remember. And it's been bad. Yeah. And it's just, I mean, I think that's accumulation from years of letting it go.
Helonia says chip sealing the 4 kilometer stretch would be the ultimate solution, but he doubts that's ever going to happen. Instead, he's hoping the road will get some attention in terms of assessing where the springs or drainage issues are and doing structural repairs to make sure it doesn't get as bad as it did this spring.
And the problem is that they have never come down this road and repaired the soft spots where there's springs or whatever properly. And so over the years, you get a stretch where somehow someone brought the right material and managed to get it on the road in the right proportion. And it drains okay, and it's really great. And then you drive down 100 yards, and you're into a bog again.
Helonia says he feels the maintenance over the years has fallen by the wayside. He also feels that quality of work being done is just not the same as it used to be.
It's interesting living in a place for, you know, for a long time and observing how money gets spent by government and how well-trained people are in their jobs in terms of the way they operate machinery and maintain our road. There's been a big difference over the years that I've noticed. And I'm no expert, but, you know, I'm not blind to the way things work.
Helonia says he also noted this year's snow clearing was lower priority than previous years. And last summer, the province reduced its treatment to prevent dust on the road. Transportation Department spokesperson Melanie Sievert told the Telegraph Journal that it's not uncommon for gravel roads to get soft and muddy at this time of year, but also that the stretch might be up for surface upgrade in a future capital program. MLA Megan Mitten brought up Jollycure Road in question period in the New Brunswick legislature. Here's part of her statement and a response from Premier Blaine Higgs.
Hey, Mr. Speaker, little old Jollycure Road has been in the news this week because Canada Post determined it was so bad that they couldn't deliver the mail. But Jollycure Road isn't the only road in my riding, let alone the province, that has been neglected. And it isn't just dirt roads or less traveled roads. Near Jollycure, Route 16, which is part of the Trans-Canada Highway, is an embarrassing patchwork that should have been remedied years ago. Considering this main route is a highway connecting to PEI and has lots of traffic, locals, trucks, and tourists, it's an embarrassment to New Brunswick. I've heard well-founded complaints from people in my riding and even from people in neighboring provinces like PEI. People who live outside of municipalities rely on the province to maintain their roads, but the province is dropping the ball due to chronic underfunding and inadequate asset management. Does the Minister of DTI actually think her department's budget is adequate to maintain safe and, at the very least, passable roads in our province?
The Honourable the Premier.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think that there lies kind of the fundamental issue of our asset management program, is that is indeed what we're focused on. And the capital budget and the expense budgets is for DTI are maintained the same regardless of the pandemic. They haven't been reduced at all. So, Mr. Speaker, I think the point here that needs to ring home is we have a lot of roads in this province, I think more per capita than anywhere else. And how often do we hear, build another new road, twin another highway? Don't make it safe and passable, but just build more. Mr. Speaker, we need to fix what we have, and I agree with the member opposite. We have to focus on roads we have and make them passable in all and sufficient in all areas of our province so we can have tourism in every sector and not rush back out onto a road to get away from a community. And I appreciate this is more of a main road, what you're pointing out. But let's focus on what we have. Let's make them safe and effective and efficient to drive on so people want to be in every part of our province, Mr. Speaker.
That was Premier Blaine Higgs in question period at the New Brunswick Legislature responding to a question by MLA Megan Mitten. For CHMA News, I'm Erica Butler.